in Scotland. Quite a lengthy trip getting up here yesterday, at least time-wise, if not as much distance-wise. It's like almost going to India and going back, probably even more so just because of the connection times. And it's cold, windy. Yesterday it was rainy, today it's a bit sunny. And I spent the whole morning writing. This afternoon we'll have a lengthy program, the Shankadev Chaturdasi program. And this morning I was just listening to Srila Prabhupada's lecture in Bombay on the Shankadev Chaturdasi, and how Prabhupada was mentioning the dynamic between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu is the eternal dynamic of this material world. Vishnu Bhaktas Vitod Heva Asura Tad Viparyaya Dvobhuta Sarvaloke Smin Sura Asura Eva Jaya. In this material world, there's two types of people, Sura and Asura. What's a Sura? Vishnu Bhakta, someone who's a devotee of Vishnu, and Asura Tad Viparyaya, that which is the opposite. Anything else other than being a devotee of Vishnu is the opposite. And the constitution of material world means sense gratification. People are here in this material world to enjoy Hiranyakashipu, sex life, money, the joys that both of these things bring, and how to heighten, prolong this principle of enjoyment. But of course, the eternal reality is the reality of not the immanent life, but the transcendental life. That life which is beyond this world, beyond the temporary, which is eternal, which is not about selfish enjoyment, but giving enjoyment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in that way partaking of a transcendental bliss that very much overshadows that little paltry sense gratification that one enjoys here in this world. And of course Krishna comes, Nrisimhadev comes, the Lord's different incarnations come. They personally give us instruction, they leave behind them, or they send other representatives to direct us to that spiritual reality, to that transcendental reality. And therefore that dynamic builds up, the dynamic is there. Stay here, go there. Enjoy material life, serve the Supreme Lord. It's a perennial dynamic that you can see isn't something which is defined by geographical boundaries. It isn't something that's defined by even political parties, but within one's own family, which is about as close as units get in this world, even within a family, a father becomes inimical to his son because his father represents the principle of transcendence and he represents the principle of immanent life. And in Krishna consciousness we are trying to wake up and wake others up to the reality that this life of enjoyment, it is bound to come to an end. Adantamanta kunte anate shuramate buddha. Krishna says, if you're Buddha, if you're intelligent, then you don't look for enjoyment here in this world. Why? Because it comes to an end. Hiranyakashipu is the representative of just the opposite principle. By all means, stay in this world to enjoy sense enjoyment. Somehow or another, figure out how to extend your life. And that's what people are looking for nowadays. Let's stop disease, let's stop death, let's stay in this world, prolong the existence of this body, make this body live forever, so that we can enjoy this life forever. They may call themselves Americans or English or whites or blacks or this or that, but whoever has that type of mentality is a demon. The person who wants to stay in this world and enjoy this life is, by the definition of Vishnu Purana, a demon. So a demon doesn't necessarily mean someone who's torturing others, although, of course, to try to extend your life forever means you're torturing yourself, you're torturing the super soul within your heart, you're causing so much suffering to others, abortion, animal slaughter, and exploitation at the cost of the resources of this world, torturing nature, as well as other people who don't have the same opportunities as you have. So a demon doesn't mean a ten-headed Ravana-type demon, but someone who has this mentality, whoever he may be, that this world is the place of ultimate enjoyment, and this is where we should find happiness. And by all means, we should make arrangements to continue doing this. And we see that Prahlad Maharaj not only was his business to serve the Lord and to bring pleasure to the Lord, because that's what his name means. Prakrishna Rupena Halad, someone who gives lad, like Ladini Shakti, someone who gives joy and pleasure to the Lord. But Prahlad Maharaj was also indifferent to whether he did that in this body or another body, in this world, in another world. On so many attempts on his life, he didn't try to prolong his life. Hiranyakashipu, by all means, tried to prolong it. Prahlad Maharaj was indifferent. If I die, I die. If I live, I live. He wasn't excessively concerned about that. And this is the mood of a Vaishnava. He's serving Krishna here, wherever else he goes. Whether it be in another material body, he'll serve Krishna there. If he goes to the spiritual world, he'll serve Krishna there. So why should he be excessively concerned about what form he's going to be serving in? So devotees, therefore, don't make excessive arrangements, either to stay in this body, and especially to prolong their staying within this body. We saw how indifferent Srila Prabhupada was when it came to an issue of staying within this world. He was ready to go. He wasn't interested in medicine. He wasn't interested in medical care. He wasn't interested in prolonging his life. Wherever he was serving. And this is a lesson that we need to imbibe from Prahlad Maharaj, aside from so many other lessons from him, from the entire interaction between he and Hiranyakashipu, from the message Nrisimhadeva is giving us, how he protects his devotees. But being somewhat indifferent to this body, being somewhat indifferent to this world, being indifferent to the pleasures and pains that are of this world, because that is what this world is about. You can never change it. You will never change it. This will never become a heaven, contrary to the opinion of some religionists who want to make this world heaven. It will always be dukkhaliyam ashashvatam, a temporary, miserable place. One should therefore serve in this world as long as Krishna wants us to serve, and when he wants us to serve somewhere else, then let's go. And we can understand from this pastime again that that mentality will, our mentality, the mentality of Prahlad Maharaj, the mentality of Vaishnava, will not be favorably received by materialistic people, because it stands in so much in opposition to what they are living for what they're struggling for what they're sacrificing for, because they also live by sacrifice. And it means that inevitably a dynamic, a friction will arise between those whose vision of happiness is this life and those whose vision of happiness is in the life hereafter, those who want to enjoy their senses and those who want to give pleasure to Krishna's senses. And we should not be surprised when such a dynamic arises. Neither should we be discouraged, neither should we be inhibited. But like Prahlad Maharaj, we should continue to speak the truth, to stand up for the truth. We don't want to be incorporated in, to be accepted by, or to be acceptable to the values of materialistic people. Because inherently our intrinsic worth is different than that of theirs. And we saw that in Srila Prabhupada's example. He was always willing to simply come out in the open and speak the truth, whether people liked it or didn't like it, but that is what we are. And we cannot compromise what we are for anything. Prahlad Maharaj did not compromise, and Lord Nisringadev came to appear just to confirm this fact. Someone who stays with the principles of pure devotion and never perishes. Krishna may not come to prolong our life, to protect our body as he did with Prahlad Maharaj, because it may not be in his plan. But such a devotee lives eternally with him. He never perishes. The soul never perishes. His devotion is never lost. And his spiritual assets are always protected and carried on from life to life. I pray that I may have that determination to be as staunch, dedicated, and principled in my beliefs as Prahlad Maharaj was in his. Nishinidev ki jai. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai.